Today, on this last Sunday before Lent, we think about mountaintops and mountaintop experiences. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine took me on her favourite dog walk up Crook's Peak. That's okay, I thought. I am Welsh. We have mountains, not peaks, eh? A mynydd, not a brig. When we finally got to the top of Crook's Peak, I turned to my friend and said, I think we should stop for a minute and some more breakfast thing. I think we should stop for a minute. I would like to say, I continued, I would like to say that I want to look at the view, but actually I just need to catch my breath. I then confided in her that due to everything that had happened at the turning of the year, I'd forgotten to get a repeat prescription for my blood pressure tablets and hadn't taken them for about 6 weeks. The look of shock on her face was a picture, and instead of building a shelter for me, she checked she had signal on her phone just in case. Seriously though, once you're at the top of a peak or a mountain, it is wonderful to take time and look out. There is a real sense of wonder and nearer my God to thee about those moments. Whether you go up a mountain with people or by yourself, there is always, to my mind, that sense of being in fellowship with others, being in communion with your fellow travellers. Your fellow travellers, whether you know them or not, your fellow travellers, whether they're there with you at that point or not. And of course, being in communion with God. Mind. However wonderful the experience of Crook's Peak or Penavan or wherever it is that you may be going up, they would be nothing compared to Peter, James and John's experience in today's Gospel reading. They really were nearer, my God, to thee, as they saw Jesus shining with the glory of God. They saw the great heroes of the law, Moses and of the prophets, Elijah. And then there was the voice of the Father declaring Jesus to be his Son. But, and this is so important, they weren't allowed to stay there. Although I do myself find the shelters or booths or the huts concept quite amusing, the point was that this wasn't it. This wasn't the end of the journey. They couldn't stay on the top of the mountain at this point forever. The experience of Peter, James and John must have been overwhelming, but the reality was that experience came and went quickly. And that really strikes a chord with me. My own personal real encounters with God's love, having an overwhelming experience on me, have occurred to me four times in my life. And none of these were up a physical mountain. One was on Lewisham High Street, which is about as far from a mountain as you can get. But they've helped me sustain my journey with all its ups and downs. Mountains are real. And mountains can also be thought of metaphorically. Having a mountain to climb can mean that you are facing a tough moment in life, a difficult decision to make. Also, the mountaintop experience can happen on top of a mountain, but as I said, equally not. So if we look at the whole thing, Peter, James and John had to climb up the mountain. They briefly encounter the love of God shining out of Jesus, and then they have to go back down, back to a new normal. Sometimes the descent can be harder than the ascent. Sometimes it's hard to keep your balance. Your calves can ache with the pounding of the feet at a difficult angle to the floor. And to be honest, there's probably less excitement about the whole thing. You're going back to normality. You know that the stuff of life is still there for you, and that moment of special communion is left at the summit. I often wonder what Peter, James and John really thought about as they went down the slope together. Jesus tells them not to tell anyone until after the resurrection, and that confuses them even more. But they had had the most amazing experience. What they had was was that glimpse of something eternal. And that is why we have this reading today, and why we always have a version of the Transfiguration on every Sunday before Lent, to fuel our hope, to keep us going with a glimpse of future hope. On Wednesday, we start our journey together through Lent. Lent is a time to reflect on the nature and sacrifice of Jesus as we walk inexorably towards the cross. For Jesus, it is a mountain to climb, and a mountain to climb for us too, if we journey with him. But when we do follow Jesus, we do so standing shoulder to shoulder with Peter, James, and John, having been witnesses to the revelation of the glory of Christ on the mountaintop, and knowing that as Christians, we are an Easter people. As we prepare for Lent, I want you to think this week of when you have had your mountaintop experiences, either physically or metaphorically, and how that experience helped you with your descent and returning to ground level, and walking on, carrying on in a new normal. One glorious day, we will go up the mountain with Jesus and stay there with him forever. But until we do, we return to our witness and ministry, empowered by the Transfiguration, which will get us through the darkness and lead us to the resurrection. Amen.